ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
सतगुरुवार के दिन,
today 9th September, the day of the Satguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reach the subtle region,
तो वतन में जाते ही क्या देखती हूँ?
What did I see there?
कि दो बहुत बहुत सुंदर ऐसे खंबे बने हुए थे।
There were two very beautiful pillars, and on the top of the pillars there was light shining.
और उन खंबों के पास एक ना एक व्यक्ति खड़ा है।
There were a few people standing around the pillars, and as they tried to touch the pillar, the first pillar spread out light in the shape of a circle, which enlarged and enlarged further and further. That circle of light, as it got magnified, it also moved right upwards, and it was moving around. And after a few seconds, it was as though light, rain of light was falling from that ball of light, that circle of light, sometimes light, sometimes powerfully, strongly, sometimes it was shining brightly. So that was a beautiful scene. And then from the second pillar, there was one person standing there as well. And as they tried to touch the light of the second pillar, it revolved in circles. But there wasn't too much fluctuation in it as was seen in the first situation. And then there was a third pillar that emerged. There was one person who touched the third pillar. A variety of lights, different colored lights, emerged from that pillar. That was creating different designs, just like we have a laser show. So that light was reflecting off kind of a screen and creating different designs. After a few seconds, I noticed Baba coming from a distance. Baba said, "Child, what are you looking at?" I said, "Baba, I am seeing this kind of scene today." Baba smiled and then took me along with himself towards the first pillar. Baba went towards the first switch on the first pillar, on which was written, "Being stable, who have faith in the intellect in the times of upheaval." So there are many children who have faith in the intellect for Baba, but when there are situations of fluctuations, they're not able to experience the happiness of their efforts, and they get trapped in, they get entangled in the situation. So I said, "Baba, all the children have faith." So Baba said, "Yes, all the children have faith. However, they keep wondering of the past, they keep wondering what's going to happen in the future. So they waste their time in this way. What's going to happen? Why did that happen in the past? What's going to happen in the future?" So the minute they get into these kind of entanglements, then their faith fluctuates. And then because the result of that is that sometimes they go up very high, their stage is very high. Then they get entangled in situations, and there's fluctuation. And then for the second pillar, Baba said,
कि बाप को साथी बनाया है तो बाबा ने कहा बाप को जो साथी बनाया है
सेकंड पिलर वाज रिटन मेक द फादर योर कंपेनियन सो बाबा एक्सप्लेन मेक द फादर योर कंपेनियन
विशेष अनुभव करते हैं
एंड देन यू विल हैव स्पेशल एक्सपीरियंसेस
कभी कभी ये नहीं रहता है कि दूसरों को भी विशेष
बट सच चिल्ड्रन दे हैव एक्सपीरियंसेस बट दे डोंट रियलाइज दैट दे हैव टू आल्सो एनेबल अदर्स To enable others to have experiences and bring them closer to the Father, so they don't engage in that. And for the third pillar, Baba said, there are some children who keep Baba as their companion, and they always have in their consciousness that the instruments for the task of world transformation. So whatever experiences these children have in the third situation, they spread those spread those experiences throughout the world. They stabilize themselves in their original seed stage, because of which they are able to spread rays of light throughout the world.
लक्ष्य है उस नई दुनिया के सभी नजारों को सामने लाते
They always keep the scenes of the future new world. They concentrate on that and make special effort towards that.
दूसरों को भी वैसे अनुभव कराते हैं.
They also enable others to have experiences of the future. So look, children, what is happening in the entire world? On one side there is upheaval, and some other places, because of their devotional feelings, their bhakti feelings, they are worshipping their favorite deities, and they are asking for their desires to be fulfilled, they are making effort towards that. Their endeavor is towards receiving success through their efforts. So Baba said, you are those embodiments of success. And all the experiences that Baba has given you through that stage of being the embodiment of success, you have to give experiences to the devotee souls and the rest of souls of the world. In order to become that embodiment of success, put a full stop to matters of the past, don't have questions about the future, don't allow your stage to fluctuate time and again, don't allow your faith to reduce, don't develop doubts in your faith. It is the Father's task. Leave everything unto the Father, remain light, remain busy in your spiritual endeavor, become that embodiment of success, and enable others to also experience the same. You children know what the devotee souls wish for. They just want a glimpse of 1 second of their beloved deities. And so for that, to be able to give those souls those experiences, you have to remain in your stage. Remember that you are to glorify and reveal the Father. Give them the experiences of the Father's original form and enable all their desires to be fulfilled. I then told Baba that all the Madhuban Nivasis have specially sent remembrances for Madhuban's special jewel, Mohini Ben, whose face was always smiling and sparkling. It was Mohini Ben's day of anniversary on the 7th, and so special bhog was offered for her. So Baba immersed Mohini Ben in the subtle region, and then Baba took hold of her hand and took her on a tour of all the Madhuban campuses. This child has always had very great fortune. She's been sustained by the dadis and lived with the dadis as companions, created her own fortune and enabled others' fortune to be created as well. Moinibhan was smiling and she said, Baba takes me on a tour of Madhuban from time to time, and whenever I see the Madhuban Nivasis, it gives me great joy. I see how lovingly they are doing service. But let everyone just pay one attention. Remember that Baba is enabling all of this to happen. Baba is made as instruments. It is the Father's task. Baba has given us a special responsibility to be instruments for His task. Munivan then gave remembrances to everyone. Baba then said, do you know who comes to Madhuban? So Munivan said, yes. We are seeing how Baba's task is expanding in all the different places, but the children now have to be detached from other aspects and make yourself perfect. Baba then specially offered bhog to Moinibhan, and after giving her the bhog, Moinibhan then said, Baba, please feed everyone else too. So today Baba emerged the Madhuban Nivasis, all those who have come for their bhaktis, and all those who have come from different places. Baba emerged everyone in the subtle region and seated them in three sections. Baba then told Moinibhan, just see who has come today. So gave them drishti. Moinibhan started giving drishti to all three groups. And it was though Baba was feeding each one. He was taking the bhog in his hand, and it was though each one was receiving the bhog. So it was a very beautiful scene. It appeared to be a very large Brahman get together, and everyone was very happy to see one another. They were dancing in joy. They were giving thanks to Baba. This is very good, Baba. Baba then said, for the Brahmins to meet amongst themselves, to give loving drishti to one another, is a sign of good fortune. It is a sign of great attainment. It also gives you the experience of being companions throughout the cycle and in the future too. So this is what you are doing, and you will continue to do. The unity within the Brahmin family is also remembered in the scriptures. It is very famous. So now the children have to pay special attention to having unity within the family. Make effort towards that. And then you will remain light internally in your efforts, and Baba's task will be completed easily. So remember your inner stage, your self stage, and pay attention to unity amongst the Brahmins. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone, and I then returned. Om Shanti.